We're doing the Shotaran, and we're holding the bottom of page Zayin in the in this edition of the Shotaran, the Machon Shalem edition of the Shotaran. It is the end of the second to last paragraph on page Tes in the Machon Mishor edition of the Shotaran. The Ran had said that we can understand Kohelis's claim if we recognize that when the different components do not share the same weakness, so then they cover up for one another. And when they do share the same weakness, so then they not only do not complement for one another, but they magnify the weakness, the fact that they are together. Aval efshar, but says the Ran, another point is, it is feasible, we're at the bottom of page Zayin, שחסרון אחד מן הפרטים יוצא מהשלמויות שביתר הפרטים מן הכוח אל הפועל. That the lacking of one of the components will cause the others to be able to give forth more. And he's going to explain. You have to think about it like garlic powder on meat. You take garlic powder, it has a bad smell, it has a bad taste, no one likes it. But garlic powder can bring out flavor in the meat that nothing else can. So sometimes something that has a weakness, when it's a component of a larger whole, not only is that point not a weakness, but that point can bring out the positive that is in the other components. וזהו העניין הנרמז בחל בינה הנכנסת בסמני הקטורת. And this is the concept that's alluded to with the frankincense that is one of the spices of the Ktoris. כי אם היות ריח החל בינה מצד עצמה בלתי נאותה, even though the smell of the frankincense on its own is a bad smell, אפשר שיהיה לה כוח, it is feasible that the frankincense has the power לעורר, to arouse, ולהוציא, and to bring out, איכות הסמים האחרים, the qualities of the other spices, ולעורר בסמיותם, and to arouse their good smell. And that's known, that frankincense on its own does not have a good smell, but when you put it together with many other spices and burn them, the frankincense will draw out good smells from the other spices that they on their own they cannot produce. וכן על צד המשל, and so too, if we're going to use the example of Ktores as an allegory, אם יימצאו בכלל אחד, if you take one cloud, one group, and you find in that group pratim ba'alei chisaron, the components have certain weaknesses, lackings, me'asher yachbid aleihem hakoach ha'me'orer linkama bilti meshoeret, that they're lacking in a way that they are weighed down with the arousal for taking limitless revenge. This is where they're holding. Ela b'imatzam b'toch haklal, unless they're part of a group, ye'oreru kochotehem l'ma she'ra'uy b'fo'al hazeh. Then, as part of a group, when they say, no, we gotta go take revenge, we gotta finish him off, when they're part of a group, who's he referring to? Shimon and Levi. On their own, they're taking revenge. They wipe out a whole town. When they're scattered among Israel, so they're going to be the ones in the parlor meetings that say, no, I can't let them get away with it. We got to go. We got to fight back. As part of the group, maybe they're right. They'll arouse other people into action. Other people will tone down their arousal. If they're a group of their own with that weakness of arousing to revenge, so then it's a weakness. And it's a weakness that's been magnified. You have a group of hotheads all together, who knows what they'll end up doing. But if you have them scattered among the Jewish people, so then you need them. You need that spice. And they'll bring out in others the feelings that they should have. One of the things that we're lacking in Israel today is that quality. We're being shot at. People are being murdered. Blood is being spilt like water. That no one's getting up to do anything. We're missing this quality. Now, obviously, if you have this quality alone, then you got a problem. But if you scatter it among the people, then it could bring out the good qualities in people, people are going to say, wait a second, maybe he's right. Maybe we shouldn't sit down and accept it like this. Maybe we should fight back. So this, he says, is like the cheldena. On their own, they're lacking. They're weighed down by this tendency. There are people who can't hold on to a job because they're too vengeful. No, I'm not going to let the boss talk to me like that. I'm going to tell him. He's not going to... Okay, fine. If you're going to do that, I know people like that. And they can't hold a job for more than a few months. At some point, they have a fight with the boss, and at some point, they're going to tell him. Okay, fine. They tell him off, and they lose their job, and they're stuck in life. It's a fool. It's not an asset. But when it's part of a whole, then it can be an asset. And when it's part of a whole, it can arouse the other strengths of that whole to something which they couldn't have done on their own and they should have done. Ye'oreru kochotehim l'ma she'ra'ui. As part of a greater whole, they can arouse with their strength to things that should be done before lazeh. U'ma she'tzivta bo ha'Torah. They'll arouse others to do what the Torah told us to do. Ki hem yisha'aru po'olam kefi hamchuvan ha'Torah. Because together with the whole, they will estimate that they should do things the way the Torah wants us to do them. And this is true in spite of the fact that these people who arouse us have this negative quality. They're too vengeful. But as part of a whole, it's a positive quality. And by the same token that we've explained this quality, how as part of a whole it can be an asset, even though on its own it detracts, by the same token, just apply this concept to all other qualities. Umizei inyan hu shekashon itchayev meisodot hachaserim. And now the Ran is going to go back to the concept of the physical world. This same concept, says the Ran, that if you have four fundamental elements, and each of these elements is lacking, shehem choshech utehom v'ruach mukavim shlemim. Even though the four basic elements each have their own weakness, there's an aspect of darkness, tehom, ruach, whatever these detractions are, but they can compose a whole which is greater than its parts. Ken yitchayev yimatze klal shalem ve'eda chashuva. And just like in the physical world, the whole can be greater than its parts, so too in the spiritual world, we say that the congregation has a special place in this world. Even though the congregation is composed of mipratim bilti chashuvim, from a bunch of people who the people are, each has his own demerits. But the whole, the congregation has merits. And that's why our sages told us a person always has to be careful to give the congregation their proper honor. So what we saw today, the Ran told us that not only does the whole cover up for the weakness of its components, but the whole can sometimes be greater because of the weakness of its components. That weakness can bring out in the others strengths that they wouldn't have if not for that weakness of that component. For example, when you take the spices and you add the chelbana on its own has a bad smell, together with the others it has a good smell. When you take a person, he said, the example of people who are hotheads, if you have them on their own, they're a negative impact on society. If you scatter them throughout society, so then you have a positive effect on society. They will arouse society and society will balance them, but their arousal is important. They will lead society to do what society might not have done otherwise and society should do. So people who are extra angry, extra vengeful. And by the same token, he said, when we look at the physical world or the spiritual world, we say the whole is greater than its components. And that's why we say we always have to take extra care to give honor to the tzibur. Person should always have awe of the congregation, because the mere fact that they're a congregation means that they have a special place in heaven. Yeah?
So is he referring to a group of people who, like you said, that a certain person is extra angry
I think that's a different point. I don't think he's referring to that.